what the heck is going on with the economy? I don't know anymore. I'm going to listen to Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow, one of the best economists in the country. Where are we? Where are we going?
We have higher inflation. It's going to go higher. I don't think the economy is very strong, but I don't think it's rolling over into recession yet. I think the stagflation that people are talking about is probably the right way to describe it. I mean, I think the first quarter is going to be about 2% real growth and probably about 7 or 8% inflation. Wow. So inflation is higher than growth. That's the definition of stagflation. The Federal Reserve has not done one single thing yet to deal with inflation. So hold on to your seatbelts.
I gave my friend a new description of inflation. I said, if you have $1 million and you could buy 10 Mercedes-Benz, if there's a 10% inflation, you could only buy 9.
Yeah, but could you buy Vladimir Putin's yacht?
I think the companies are going to have a fantastic quarter because they're raising prices like a bunch of, what was the old expression, like a bunch of drunk sailors. they want to stay in front of the curve on inflation. The food prices over the next 45 days are going to go to the moon. What's next? I mean, does that mean when people see great earnings on all the companies that the markets will go up?
Well, I think markets, which have risen the last couple of weeks, they've had pretty good moves. I think the reason for that is the markets do not fear the Federal Reserve. And as I said before, the Fed has not begun to fight. They are still buying bonds and injecting cash into an economy that doesn't need any more cash. They should be withdrawing cash by selling bonds from their portfolio. So the stock market is still basking in a wave or a sea of liquidity. And I think sometimes in the short run, inflation is a good thing. Nominal earnings go up. So that's okay. But beware, because, you know, the workforce, the consumer, the typical family, their wages have gone up 6% or so. But the consumer price index has gone up by 8%. So their real standard of living, their real earnings are falling. And at some point, that's going to be a problem for these companies trying to raise prices. So I would just say in the short run, enjoy it. But in the medium term, it's not going to be so good.
We've got a minute left. Anything else you want to tell the American people?
No, I mean, I was very disappointed. You know, I want President Biden, when he goes to these international meetings, NATO meeting and so forth, I want him to tell us that he wants Ukraine to beat Russia, to defeat them. Okay, right now, I think that's not Biden's policy. It's like Reagan. I worked for Reagan many years ago when I was a kid. Reagan said to the old Soviet Union, we win, they lose. Tear down this wall. You're the evil empire. Vladimir Putin is an evil man. He's a war criminal. He should be treated as such. And one thing we should do, we should seize and confiscate his yacht. He has a $700 million yacht moored off the coast of Italy. He is sanctioned. So that means you can seize his assets. And he got that yacht by ripping off the workers of Russia, by stealing money. He is corrupt as well as an evil war criminal. And I regret the fact that Biden will not stand up to Vladimir Putin and that Biden is afraid to push for an all-out victory. Zelensky is so brave and courageous. The people in the Ukraine are so brave and courageous. The Russians are committing crimes against humanity, and the Ukrainians will not give up. It would be great if we lent them support, give them weapons, give them money, and give them moral support by going after Putin and embarrass Putin, embarrass him by seizing his yacht and creating a narrative that he is a corrupt politician who has literally stolen the work of the Russian families throughout that country. He should be blamed for that as well as his war crimes.
Larry Kudlow, thank you for speaking for for our country all the time. And God bless you and God bless America. Thank you.
Thanks, John.